From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The East Coast is bracing for another day of sizzling temperatures. New York City hit a record high of 103 yesterday. It was 105 in Baltimore, 102 in the nation's capital. Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service holds out a glimmer of hope for some relief.
It does look like there is some slightly cooler air coming in off the Atlantic Ocean. So it looks like the closer you are to the coast, the more relief there will be today. There will be a lot more relief along the middle Atlantic coast on Thursday.
But today will be a scorcher in the east. In Philadelphia, Allison Jones says her car is like a pressure cooker.
With my car with no air conditioning for about an hour, I was pretty much like hanging out the window. I couldn't breathe. It was so hot.
People looking for some relief flocked to cooling centers set up in several cities and to swimming pools. Like this one in Newark, New Jersey. 11-year-old Sierra Christmas says, though, when she gets out of the water, the hot, humid air wraps around her.
Feels like I'm in the oven.
Yeah.
and it's on 360. I'm being baked like a cake.
Yeah. Utilities in the region are reporting near record demand for electricity as people crank up air conditioners. Con Edison, which provides power in New York City, used automated phone calls last night urging customers to turn off non-essential appliances. President Obama is planning to sidestep the congressional confirmation process today as he appoints a physician to oversee the Medicare and Medicaid programs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama originally nominated Donald Berwick for the job back in April, but no confirmation hearing has been scheduled.
The White House says congressional Republicans have made it clear they plan to stall Berwick's nomination as long as possible to score political points. So, while the Senate's in recess, Mr. Obama will simply appoint Berwick to serve in the post through the end of next year. Some Republicans had objected to Berwick's nomination, saying the Harvard professor and pediatrician would deny needed care to patients in order to cut costs. Berwick has the backing, though, of the American Medical Association, AARP, and former President George Bush's Medicare Administrator, Mark McClellan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president will speak this morning at the White House about the administration's effort to boost exports to bolster the U.S. economy and stimulate creation of jobs. Three American troops are dead in southern Afghanistan. They were hit by a roadside bomb blast. And five Afghan army soldiers have been killed by a NATO airstrike. NATO spokesman Joseph Bloetz says the troops were mistakenly targeted.
The reason for this is perhaps a coordination issue.
Bloetz expressed regret for the deaths and said that NATO is investigating the incident. An Afghan army official, though, said he's frustrated because this is not the first friendly fire incident in the war effort in Afghanistan. He's calling for the alliance to look more closely at the problem. This is NPR News from Washington. BP's chief operating officer says the first of two relief wells being drilled to help stop the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico should be complete by mid-August. NPR's David Schaefer reports Jeff Suttles remains optimistic.
But Suttles says it's a slow, tedious process.
Because we drill a little bit, then have to measure where we are, drill, measure, drill, measure. So it makes the progress feel slow, but we're still on track for sometime in the first 2 weeks of August, barring a severe weather event.
Suttles says he's confident that the relief wells will work in easing the pressure enough so that the blown-out well can finally be capped. But he says in the remote chance something goes wrong, the company continues to look into other options and is drawing up contingency plans. David Schaefer, NPR News, New Orleans.
A ceremony is set to begin at this hour in London, marking 5 years since terrorist bombings there. Larry Miller reports the attacks killed 52 people and injured hundreds of others.
The suicide bombers detonated their explosives during the height of the morning rush hour in three subway trains and on a double-decker bus. The bombings have become known as the 7-7 attacks. Three of the terrorists were British-born Muslims. The fourth came from Jamaica. Investigations show they were inspired by Al-Qaeda but acted alone. There'll be a minute's silence during a commemoration ceremony in London's Hyde Park, attended by survivors and families of those killed. Flowers will be laid by the memorial. 52 steel pillars, one for each death. Prime Minister David Cameron's expected to attend the ceremony. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In World Cup soccer action, Spain faces Germany today. The winner takes on the Netherlands in the finals. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.